Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now, and I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth, and so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I am still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
That there's happiness when you go higher. Here's the problem. The problem is you can only go higher when you recognize you're low. Here's another problem implicit within that problem, that every mountain is also connected to every valley. At the lowest point of the mountain becomes the highest point of the valley. Here's another point implicit in that point, that you are never, ever, ever, ever unqualified to find the mountain.
Jesus.
Let's see if I can do that again.
Just what?
Here's what's the truth. The truth is there's happiness when you go out. In all your life, there will always be happiness when you go higher. The problem is, you can never go higher until you realize there's also a lower. But what's implicit inside that part is that while you're going higher, every single mountain is also connected to a valley. At the lowest point of the mountain is simultaneously the highest point of the valley. And implicitly inside of that, that means by scientific or geographical new information that you were never so deep in your valley that you were unqualified to get to the mountain. It takes no brains or no talent to find the highest point of your valley. It is connected to the lowest point of your mountain. And so as you're moving, as you're going, as you're doing, as whatever it is that you do, you need to understand that there's happiness going on. And the reason you are struggling is because you are a high creature struggling with low creatures. I need you to understand that you can't struggle with things that you do not have your hands on. The only reason you are struggling is because you were meant to be a higher being, but you keep struggling with lower beings, lower things that devalue your highness, but there will always be happiness going higher. You see, in the valley, the air is not breathable. But you learn how to breathe it. And you don't realize how nasty the air was in the valley until you start climbing the peak. And when you look down, you don't see the valley the same way you used to. You used to love the valley. You were happy being low. But no matter what you do, no matter what you do, there will always be a calling on your life that will never let you be comfortable being uncomfortable. The only people who will ever become comfortable being uncomfortable are the people who have rejected their higherness. You will never live a life in which you're not meeting an uncomfortable moment and you be comfortable in that moment. You have to teach yourself to be comfortable in uncomfortableness. You have to teach yourself, when your teeth start cutting gums, before you can ever understand your native language, your body will find a way to send endorphins to your blood and your body to be comfortable with the pain that you're in as an infant. Your body will always find a way to be comfortable. And the only people who are comfortable being uncomfortable are the people who have taught themselves to be uncomfortable, but there will always be happiness. And the reason why you're sad and struggling is because you are not going higher. And the reason why you're tired all the time is because you keep dragging low-level things to higher places. You cannot climb a mountain carrying more than your body weight.
Hello, lights and walls.
You cannot climb a mountain carrying more than your body weight. You're doing everything right to be successful. You're in the right place. You know the right people. You have the right connections. But the problem is, it's scientifically impossible for you to go higher because you're carrying more than your body weight. And now you get frustrated trying to figure out why I'm doing it. I'm in the right spot. I have the right people. I have the right connections. I have the right credit score. I have the right knowledge. I have the right everything. I'm in the right car. I'm doing the right business plan. I'm doing the right this. I got the right degree, but I can't find a job in which I have a degree in, because your body weight is now having more body weight on it because you keep dragging stuff that doesn't belong with you. There'll always be happiness going higher. But no one with common sense picks on a rucksack that's too heavy for the climb. I am afraid that you have spent your entire lives with the wrong rucksack. In order to successfully climb a peak, in order to successfully climb a mountain, you need two things. In order to successfully climb a mountain, remember, there is happiness going higher. In order to successfully climb a mountain, you need two things. Thing number one, you need a rough mountain.
Come on now. You gotta have something to grab on.
You have to have something to grab.
Can't be smooth.
You cannot climb a smooth mountain. You need friction.
Yes.
You need rough things to grab on. You've been trying to have smooth mountains and you wonder why you can't climb, because you keep sliding down.
Set us free, brother.
You need a rough mountain, because every bruise and scratch that you get makes you stronger for the next climb. Thing number two in which you will need climbing your mountain, the proper rucksack. RUC backpack. I'm a veteran, so we call it rucksacks. Backpack. You only need what you need in your backpack. You only need what you need for the climb. You cannot climb the mountain with stuff that is not meant for the climb. You cannot put your PlayStation in your backpack. Something you broke because you play video games all day long.
I like Mario.
You cannot put the wrong people in your backpack. Can I be honest with you?
You're going to do that anyway.
People don't fit in your backpack. And the reason why you can't climb your mountain is because you keep trying to put people in your backpack.
Wow.
Your job is to climb your mountain. Anybody that's willing to be with you needs to climb that mountain right behind you.
On their own. With their own backpack.
With their own backpack.
I can't carry your backpack.
Their own rough mountain with their own backpack.
That's it. You need two things to successfully climb a mountain. Remember, there will always be happiness.
A rough mountain.
Going high. You need a rough mountain, the right backpack. You need the right backpack. Here's the deal. You cannot put stuff that wasn't meant for your car on your car. What does that mean? Some of you are carrying wrong. You're carrying the wrong self-esteem. You're carrying the wrong self-esteem, the wrong people, the wrong culture ideologies, the wrong theology. You cannot put the wrong stuff in your backpack. Because here's what your backpack is for. Your backpack is for when you need it, you reach into it, and it gives you power to go out. The problem with you is you keep reaching into people that give you power to get drugged out. When you climb and your shoulders have no more strength, you need to put a power bar to fill you up. Some of y'all pull poison out your backpacks. You pull poison out your backpacks and you wonder why you die in the middle of the climb.
That's all.
And some of the people in your lives are poison. You're climbing. And they put, some of the people don't even try to hide this poison. You've got so much low self-esteem that they say, this is poison. Okay, baby.
Theodore.
What? I'm going to die with you. If who you're with wants you to die with them, you're with the wrong people.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I have a question.
What do you tell these people?
Nothing.
I'm climbing. That is all. You offer no explanation.
No.
I'm climbing. But you look good climbing. But don't. No. I'm climbing. But you should climb. Have you ever climbed before?
You tell them all I need you to do is hold this. And it's going to be a sign that's going to say, look out for the climbers. And they can stay in the body and they can tell people to watch out for you while you go up. If they don't want to climb, they can be one of them signs. They say,
come on, I'm okay. I want her to learn from what I'm doing.
How's she going to learn from what you're doing when you ain't doing that?
Exactly.
Your children would never live what you have taught them. They will always live what you have shown them.
Oh, it's
caught
in the dark.
Is that mercy, Edson?
Listen to me. The reason why you are not happy,
Jesus,
is because you are a higher being fooling with lower creatures.
Yeah, that's what I told you.